Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and the Caps are going to the playoffs, baby.
C-A-P-S, Caps, Caps, Caps.
What a run for this Washington team, who frankly, I mean, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, a month ago, 2 weeks ago, there's about 10 times this year the Caps were dead. They were... Backstrom had to step aside. I don't know the formal term for whatever is happening with Backy, but, you know, Backstrom's out. Kuznetsov is in basically the NHL version of rehab, it seems. They trade guys away at the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get hot, kind of out of nowhere. Then they get cold again, and they just lost six straight like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at the very end of the season, now, was it a little bit of a pillow fight in the East? You had a lot of teams not sure who was going to make it. Fine. But they won their last three games in a row.
Yeah.
They won four of their last five. B-Mitch, their legs were jelly last night. I mean, Everybody could see it, and they grinded, man.
But it shows you just how things go sometimes. I know a lot of times when people begin to, like, sell off people, the assumption is automatically, oh, they're going to just pack it in. But you forget that people that are getting chances are people that's been trying to impress somebody for a long time. And the young guys started to play well. Ovi is still Ovi, okay? I don't know what was going on earlier, but all of a sudden he found we saw the Ovi that we were accustomed to seeing. And then when you get the help from these young guys who are still trying to impress, all of a sudden you're going to play teams that are thinking, just like fans are thinking, oh, they ain't going to come to play us. Then all of a sudden they look up and there's 5 minutes left in the third period and you're losing. So the Caps end up beating you. Then they start feeling good about themselves, and their confidence begins to grow. And then they end up in a situation like they did last night where it's win and get in. The other team hadn't been playing well. And what did we say earlier when we talked to John yesterday? If the Caps got up early on them or got one up, they want to pack it in anyway.
A number of things happened that were pretty damn interesting, entertaining in this thing. Ovechkin is so good that when you first saw that first goal, it looked like he scored with his butt. Like, when you first saw it, like, until they – you know how hockey can be kind of wild anyway, like, trying to figure out where the deflection comes from or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was kind of like his glove, his arm. But at first, I was like, yo, did he just score with his ass? Like, is he that good?
Well, he scored on his ass before.
That's true. That's true.
On his ass and his back.
And I just thought it was really fitting for Ovi to get the first goal in that game. And right. And like we all said, you know, Caps got to get up early in this. Otherwise, whatever. Nobody wanted to see what would happen otherwise, and they got up early. But, dude, when the Flyers scored, that was late in the second period or maybe midway through the second period, they were flying around after that. And you could feel, like, the kind of tempo in the arena change.
They knew you were in the arena. We don't want this guy, J.P. Finley, to be happy.
I was laying low in the arena, don't you worry.
I know you were.
And that press box. So, Wells Fargo, I don't know that I'd ever been there. I had been to the old Spectrum, and obviously I've been to the Link 100 times. Mm-hmm. Wells Fargo's a cool arena. Like,
it is.
Arenas are arenas, pretty much. Like, they all are kind of the same. But they do a good job of making you feel really close to the action. I'd be quite curious if it's bigger or smaller. Toby, maybe you can look that up, if it's bigger or smaller than Cat 1. But, B, I think, listen, obviously Ovi's the star, and Charlie Lindgren has been so good. And Lindgren made a point of talking about after the trade deadline, like, man, we're still in this thing. You know, sucks to lose
leadership,
guys.
Leadership, Jay, leadership.
Dude, and he has this, like, humbleness about him, and it's just pretty impressive kind of how he carries himself. He also has a very impressive mustache. but, you know, I think when they started to put it together, I also, if we have an enterprising listener out there that knows how to work Excel, or maybe Toby can do this, I don't know. But so much has been made of the Caps' goal differential. And Spencer Carberry last night was like, listen, it's a fact. I'm not going to pretend like it's not real, but that doesn't matter now because we're in the playoffs.
In the playoffs now. So whatever happened before means nothing.
The Caps go into the playoffs with a minus 37 goal differential, which might be the worst of all time. I don't know.
Out the window right now.
People were saying that last night. I totally agree with that. But I also am curious how much of, like, I'd love to figure out that goal differential with Kemper at goal versus Lindgren at goal. Because early in the year, it was supposed to be Darcy Show, and he was kind of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting blown out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And once Lindgren got in, I feel like at least the blowouts kind of slowed, and then he got really hot, and the wins started piling
mm-hmm.
up. Now, they are clearly a limited offensive team. I think at the end of the second period last night, I think they had 15 shots. They're not gonna. This is not a pace and space. Let's rain some threes on you kind of offense. But dude, none of that matters. They're in, and I think for this team, after everything they went through, that's all. It kind of is enough. We'll see what happens against the Rangers. Rangers are a damn freight train, but them getting in was just so freaking cool.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, what was their goal last night? Win, and we're in. My question is, they wanted to in. Why the hell do we all care about what a goal differential was today? What happened all season? They're in the playoffs now. It's a reset. And we've already said 8 seeds win all the time, right?
I mean,
it'll be tough.
It happens.
It happens, but it'll be tough. But still, they have an opportunity now to go do that. All the talk about what happened prior, why?
Right. I'm with you. Ovi had a great line last night. It's also really cool just specifically for Alex Ovechkin. But so hopefully everybody watched the game. If you got to the end of that game, you watched it. TJ Oshie, and I think we're oversimplifying. Yes, it was an empty netter. But if you saw that game-winning goal, Oshie's along the boards with the defenseman lunging at him, and he doesn't have much of an angle. Like, he has to put some sauce on that shot to get it into the lower 90 of the far side. Like, that was a tough angle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there was no goalie in there, but that was not, like, when you think of an empty netter, it's a guy on a rush by himself that kind of just tosses it in.
Yeah.
That was hardly the case for Osha's goal. It was an impressive, as far as empty netters go, it was pretty damn impressive. Regardless, though, we had John Walton on the show yesterday who explained, listen, Philly cannot go to overtime. There's a non-zero chance that if this game is tied late, they're going to have to pull the goalie because Philly's only path forward was winning in regulation.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure enough, this game is tied, and they had to pull their goalie. But there were so many machinations in play that Philly not only had to win in regulation, they also needed Detroit to lose in regulation, I believe. And in real time, so I'm down. It was pretty cool. I was down in the tunnel outside of their locker room waiting for the game to end. Because you got to, so people understand, like, the media side of this, like, Spencer Carberry and TJ Oshie and Alex Ovechkin and Charlie Lindgren, the guys that we need to talk to with TV cameras and tape recorders. I guess nobody has a tape recorder, but recording devices. They're not going to wait for us. And the press box for hockey is always damn near the roof. Like, it is, Cap One Arena, it's really high. The press box in Philly is stratospheric. Like, it's like the Space Needle in Seattle. Like, you are way up there. Mm-hmm. And there's, in all these arenas, all the new arenas that get built, please build more elevators. They all need, like, Jerry World's the best stadium in the world, and it has one elevator, and the entire universe waits for it up and down. So you basically have to go down before the game's over if you're going to be there in time.
It's an afterthought.
Right. The great myth about professional sports is that they care about the media. They understand the media is a vital part of the operation, but the media is going to do what they got to do. So I had to go down early. So we're literally, I'm watching the Red Wings game on some random Flyers staffer's phone in the hallway, and we see Detroit scores with 3 seconds left. 3 seconds left to send that to OT. There's about 90 seconds of real time, not game time, but like 90 seconds of real time where the Flyers must not recognize that. Who's their coach? Tortorella. Giant, raging, probably jerk is the word I'll use for radio. He doesn't realize that. So now he's cooked.
Giant, raging donkey.
Yeah. But listen, the Flyers are now cooked because the Red Wings are going to overtime. Uh-huh. They're cooked. So the only thing they can try to do in that moment is knock the Caps out. You're not going anywhere, bro. So the best thing you can do is just force the Caps to overtime, which then complicates the Caps' life. Mm-hmm. And if you watch that game, the Caps' legs looked pretty shot. I don't know that they could have handled overtime with less players on the ice and then a shootout. Like, they would just, what they had going for them was named Charlie Lindgren at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But he's either unaware of it or still just wants to win in regulation, whatever the case was. And it's, to me, entirely possible he was unaware of it because everything was happening so fast. And I don't know that they have somebody in the booth or something to let them know, yo, Detroit went to OT.
We're done, man.
Yeah, or and
we
maybe
can knock them out. Now, I'm sure he totally would want to knock us out.
Right. But the best path to knocking Washington out was keeping the goalie in and going to overtime. So instead, they pull the goalie. Oshie scores what was not at all a simple empty net goal. It was a hell of a shot. Now, there wasn't a goalie, but it was still a hell of a shot. And then Washington gets through. And that wasn't that simple either. I mean, the last 30 seconds of that, they couldn't clear the zone. Seemed like the Flyers got face-off after face-off in the offensive zone. It was nail biting.
That's how it was supposed to be, man. You got to have some drama down the stretch.
Sure.
And if they just can clear, it'd have been boring as hell. You wanted to stress a little bit.
There was plenty of drama. But after the game, it was awesome because the Caps players realized it. I don't know if they realized it in the moment, but they sure as hell realized that the Flyers didn't give them anything, but it kind of helped them on accident. And Ovi just had a great line. He said, Detroit get a point, and they still pull the goalie. They didn't know that, but we'll take it. Thanks, Philly.
But they were focused. They were focused on that one game.
I just love that from Ovi. There was a really funny moment. So Ovi did his availability. So on the road, at least, the availabilities are, like, the Caps have an actual locker room where they change clothes and everything, and then there's this other room where they bring guys out for the media. And say, last night we talked to Ovi, obviously, Oshie, Strom, Lindgren, and there may have been somebody else. Forgive me if I'm forgetting somebody. I haven't slept much. And then you go outside. Carberry kind of talks, not at a podium, but you know how, like, they throw up, like,
a wall, right at the wall.
But they throw up like the logo, like
that screen over there.
Yeah, like that thing. And so we're waiting there for Carberry, but it was also like the hallway to and from the buses. And I don't know what Ovi was looking for, but he like came back in looking for a stick or something. And then just messing around, he stood at the podium like he was about to start taking more questions. And we're like, wait a second. He's like, just kidding. And bounced. But I'm curious what you think. Like the vibe was so high that these guys recognize the, you don't want to say unbelievable because that's too much of a stretch, but the seriously unexpected circumstances of them making the playoffs. The vibes were so high, B. Mm-hmm. But and they're taking the train back to D.C., right?
Oh, that was a live train.
Well, dude, in no way do I think it wasn't a live train. I'm sure there were some cold beverages and maybe some room temperature ones too.
Yeah.
But they seemed so gassed that they didn't even have the juice to start partying. Maybe they find
JP,
it.
JP, that is never a case. I mean, you know what? That may be the message they wanted y'all to think. They wanted the media to think. But anytime there's a like making the playoffs after they were in the positions they've been in, they're thrilled. They may want you to think, oh, it's nothing to us. They celebrate, and you always have energy to celebrate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I finished some games saying, oh, I am exhausted. Want a beer? Yep.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
You just change it up real quick.
I don't think we've seen anything official. Toby, have we seen anything official on game times yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay. But what we know is, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but what I was told last night, the Knicks play Saturday at 6 o'clock. I think that's they have a playoff game scheduled in the Garden Saturday at 6. Now, if that game was Saturday at 8, you could maybe turn that thing around. You have a noon hockey game, 8 o'clock basketball game. 6 o'clock makes that funky.
Yeah.
Because the earliest you're going to go is noon on the East Coast, especially if you're the New York Rangers, which the NHL is probably pretty excited about to get on some television.
Yes.
The earliest you're going to go is noon. Hockey game's about 2.5 hours. But if it goes to OT, OT in the NHL is never ending. You know what I mean? Like, this ain't 5 minutes if we're going to a shootout. I don't think you could properly turn that around. Can they technically? I'm sure.
They got the manpower.
But I think the Caps are going to be Sunday afternoon.
It's MSG, baby. They can get it done.
From what I hear, it's going to be Sunday afternoon. And I'm not acting like I'm some sort of insider. I think that information's kind of out there.
You kind of are.
I heard it last night in the hallway outside the locker room.
No, Toby, you kind of act like he's an insider, right?
I don't pretend to be a hockey analyst, Brian. I think that's pretty clear. I watch and enjoy the Capitals. Like, I don't watch the St. Louis Blues. But I think, dude, if they get the Sunday game instead of Saturday, I think their legs are gassed, and I think the more rest, the better.
Yeah, with that.
And you got a hot goalie, and the only thing I can remember, and I was at the game 7, the Caps won the President's Trophy and lost to Montreal.
Yeah.
Like
that used to be our thing. We always had to win the President's Trophy.
I think one year they might have lost to the Flyers.
But when we get into the playoffs,
they won the President's Trophy.
Thing. Totally. Let's hope that happened with the Rangers.
Totally, totally different. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I think we just enjoy. I mean, B, think about throughout the last couple months. And listen, Albert Breer's joining us at 11. We're a football program. We understand that. But you and I are both Caps fans.
Yeah.
We like going to games. We've enjoyed, especially this run.
A lot of Caps fans listen, so you got to give people something.
Yeah.
Give people what they want.
Throughout this season, this team was shot. They had no chance. And then over a 6-week, 2-month span, they flipped everything upside down. Lindgren, I had this jackass last night. I'm going to name names here.
If they're a jackass, really say their name.
Yo, on Twitter last night, of course it was Twitter. Let me try to find this dork. So I posted what was a really cool video of the guys coming into the locker room, just fired up. Uh-huh. My man T. Rosen 1077. He said, "Whoopee, clinching the 8 seed on the last game of the regular season. Unless this squad makes a hell of a playoff run, what is this really about?" I replied. I said, man, they lost two stars, traded guys away at the deadline, saw young guys get huge new roles, and might have found a franchise goalie. I'd say it was about plenty. Oh, and that one guy that's really good at scoring scored a lot. Like,
well, just ask that guy right there. What the hell are you excited about today? Okay? The whole thing is there are people in the world that they have no joy, so they don't want nobody else to have it. Whenever you start the season, your goal is to make the playoffs first. And then whatever happens, happens. So that is a goal that they accomplished, right? In a season where people didn't expect them to be good anyway.
We used to get mad at the Wiz because they spent a fair amount, right, on their Supermax players, even though they each only made one third-team All-NBA, and I don't even think they should qualify for a damn Supermax. But whatever, that's a different conversation.
That's how the league's rules are.
But we get mad at the Wiz for just kind of middling, not making a determined commitment to winning or losing and rebuilding, all of these things, and kind of scraping their way into the 7 or 8. Because that ain't a path. But what the Caps did this year was recognize we need a new path. They sold at the trade deadline. They brought young guys up. But you know what happened along the way? Mm-hmm. The young guys delivered.
A lot of them developed.
They developed and grew.
Yes.
This is nothing but positive.
Sometimes it's not necessarily just the end result this year. It's about what could that jump start for the years to come. And if a guy like whoever the ass that sent you that like that thinks, if he thinks it doesn't make a difference, you know what? He probably never played no sport before.
Right.
Never cared about getting to a certain level. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are thrilled inside that building and on that team because of what they've accomplished with the little bit that they really had.
You know who's thrilled? Carberry, who might have proven, yo, they found a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, that dude kept him motivated through it.
Amen.
All. All right, we're just getting warmed up. Albert Breer at 11. Bailey Johnson from the Washington Post at 11:30. Our guy Ben White at 12:30. The great Landini is booked. Whoa, Landini at 1:30. Big, busy day. Caps are in the playoffs. Don't go anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Some dope new gear. If you want a new shirt, celebrate the Caps going to the playoffs on the 106.7 The Fan shop. Shirt says, I love carbs, which is kind of funny. Or a minus 37 goal differential. I said this earlier.
That's making light of it.
Yeah, I'd love to know the goal differential with Lindgren versus Kempner. Grant texted me. Grant must be listening and said, that he thinks they're plus 6 with Lindgren in goal, and they're plus 1 as a team in their last 30 games. I think those are far more relevant than early in the year when they were getting their ass kicked.
They're in the playoffs.
You're right. I also think, like, I reference point differential a fair amount in football. I think that's a real stat. In hockey, if you take two bad losses, like you lose, you give up two touchdowns over the course of a month, your goal differential probably jumps to minus 13. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, especially for a team that was offensively challenged like Washington. Another thing that's important to point out, with the win last night, the Penguins are cooked. The Penguins are out. I think that is great reason to celebrate. And they have to play tonight knowing they're out. Who are they playing tonight? Let's bet on the other team because you got to figure the Pens might pack it in. Mm-hmm. And I noticed this in, like, hockey Twitter last night that there is a – there's, like, this growing – I don't know if consensus is the right thing, but that a lot of hockey people think it's unfair Crosby has to wait out his career in Pittsburgh. Let me tell you, if they lose Crosby and then just stink for a while, nothing but claps over here from your boy. I'm all for it. Hey. I don't know that they would do that, but I found it pretty interesting. I want to let the boys react real quick. Jeffrey, did you watch the Caps? Were you fired up?
I watched a little bit of it. I didn't get a chance to watch the entire game, but of course I was fired up. I want to see the home team win and, you know, do their thing in the playoffs. And of course, you know, I got Washington, D.C. sports syndrome, so I think they're going to go pretty far.
Sounds like Jeff.
Jeff thinks they're going far. If you're a regular listener to the program, maybe you want to fade that. But that's all right. We don't need to talk about that this morning. Toby.
Yeah, I think it's awesome because we've seen other teams, even facing the Capitals, that were the scrappy, barely get into the playoff teams with a hot goalie and they go on a run or at least win a round in the playoffs. Usually it's not the Caps doing that. Usually they're kind of at the top. This year, they're the scrappy team, barely made it in. They've got the hot goalie, and they've got the greatest goal scorer of all time. Like, if you want a chance as an 8 seed, I know the goal different. I don't care. They've got a shot just because you've got Ovi and you've got Charlie Lindgren.
He's really rubbing off on him. Now, I agree, though. Listen, man. It's the one sport to where the playoffs, sometimes you go, what the hell just happened? All these other sports, number one seeds, number two seeds, they are going to go through. In hockey, you don't know what's going to happen. It's the way it goes.
Hockey is nuts.
Yes.
Hockey is
That's
freaking
why when people
nuts.
Keep telling you about quarterback being the toughest job, no, that damn goalie.
That's all tough the
things,
one too.
All the things that can happen when a puck is coming towards you, that's tough.
Give me odds on the series, Toby. I imagine the Caps are significant underdogs. Yo, to the point where, depending how significant, like, maybe we throw a little something on it just to have some skin in the game. Like, if it, there's no, could they
we,
be like
we
plus
already
300?
Love the Caps. That's our skin in the game right there, Jay.
Well,
everybody's not just
that's your skin.
Like you?
So, my trip to Philadelphia was honestly relatively uneventful. Maybe uneventful is the wrong word, but B-Mitch dropped me off at Union Station. I follow this like rich, smart banker dude on Instagram. I think it's called Congressional Capital. I don't know how. I feel like maybe they did ads with JP Flame from the Junks. I don't know how I landed on following this dude, but he's interesting. And he had this post a couple weeks ago about how people that are betting against D.C. are probably pretty silly because it's still the federal government. And, like, unless they're going to move the capital, this city's going to be just fine over time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've said the last couple times I was at Union Station, kind of rough over there. Being at Union Station yesterday, and granted, I only had, like, 10, 15 minutes of kind of time to kill. It was a lot better than I remembered.
When was the last time you were at Union Station?
I take the train some
but
regularity.
I don't know when it was like rough.
It was COVID.
But nothing was there.
Right. But like nothing was there that was a business, but a lot of people were there that weren't
just hanging.
Yeah. It got rough, dude.
Yeah.
Especially because I was telling you, I used to live right behind Union Station in my 20s. And, like, you used to be able to go to bars in there and, like, try to pick up women. Like, it used to kind of bump for a little period of time. But, dude, being in there yesterday, the food court was, like, highly operational again.
Always.
They got it. No, dude, I'm telling you, it went sideways for a while.
Died in COVID.
Right.
So, but you got to throw that out the window.
But that seemed to get hit a lot harder than other spots. But, dude, they had Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, a Jersey Mike's in there, a Walgreens that was huge. I got some new hair gel. Did you see my hair last night, B? Volume.
No.
Volume for days.
Wasn't looking for it.
Train ride was easy. I slept for, like, half of it, and then I started watching Napoleon on Apple TV. Has anybody watched that? It's quite odd. It Napoleon you think of as, like, this great general, right? And, like, this incredible egomaniac 5-foot-tall dude. Is that roughly what you think of?
Yeah, kind of.
What do you think of? Maybe you knew more about him than I did.
I didn't think great. Just thought it was egomaniac.
Well, I was unaware of his, like, freaky-deaky side, which the movie...
Normally, most people in that position have that side.
Yeah, but it was... I don't want to spoil anything.
Don't worry, I'm not going to watch it.
He really likes his wife. I'll leave it at that. I don't know. I'm only about halfway through. Toby's chuckling. Clearly, you've seen it. He's kind of a freak.
Yeah, he's a little odd.
Yeah, he's a little odd.
And, man, he's married because he said, okay, married, let's get this thing on.
That's kind of his angle.
Yeah.
but whatever. So I get up there. You know how the train is. And for all our complaining about traffic, downtown Philly's always got bad traffic right there along the river.
It's terrible.
And so I have to kind of hustle because I'm on the air. I'm supposed to get in at 4:30. Say I got in closer to 5. I'm on the air at 5:45 at the stadium, and I'm at 30th Street. And that should be a 10, 15-minute cab ride, right?
It could be less than that, to be honest with you.
It took about 20, 25.
Yeah. Because then you just jump right there on, 76, going right back
to 95 South, right? Yeah.
And jump right on it. You're talking about 4 or 5 miles.
But whatever. So I spent very little time in Philadelphia, like, publicly. It was the least stabby feel I've ever had. And there was this dude, Joel Goldstein, 75. Now, I don't know if he was trying to get me or what, but he was like, hey, he kept tweeting me, hey, man, where are you? I want to come say hi. What's going on? And I was like, dude, I'm up in the press box. He's like, I just want to say what's up. And then I thought about B. Mitch, and I was like, yeah, I'm not allowed in Gen Pop, man. I got to stay up here. I wasn't taking the bait. But it was... You know, they served pork chops. The stadium was cool. Their intros were cool. They light a lot of, there's a lot of pyrotechnics involved in the Flyers.
Yeah.
Like pre and like in between periods. I enjoyed it. Ahmed says that Cap 1 is actually a little bit smaller than Wells Fargo. Cap 1 capacity, 20,356, Wells Fargo, 21,000. Now, I don't know if that's for basketball or hockey. You get fewer seats for hockey, obviously. But it felt more intimate. Like, the lower level felt lower. It seemed... But, Brian, I was surprised by this. I mean, that was a must-win playoff game for the Flyers. No way that place was sold out. And credit to a lot of Caps fans that were there. Caps had a big penalty kill, I think, in the first period. You heard, like, legit cheering. I saw a lot of people in Caps jerseys. It didn't seem nearly as acrimonious or, like, bad bloodish as I would expect from a DC versus Philly event. The only thing that sucked was driving home at, say, midnight. There was, you know how you always yell whenever there's construction on the highway during the day, it's easy to yell, man, they should do this in the middle of the night. Well, they were doing it in the middle of the night,
and that caused problems too. Yeah.
It sucked. I was trying to get Kerwin to take this exit, and we'd cut through the neighborhood, and he's like, dude, the exit is closed. I was like, yeah, but we'll just go around it. He correctly and smartly was like, no, the road's not finished. So we had to wait it out, but all's well that ends well. My ride downtown was worse than my ride home from Philly. There was a Prince. Listen, I legitimately think a bus was stolen from PG County schools this morning. There were no kids on it, and this person was driving in an unbelievable manner for a school bus. If anybody else saw that, cutting through Rock Creek Parkway and then getting on 395. It was banana land. Albert Breer joins us at 11.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The sports calendar is loaded and FanDuel's making it even more exciting to get in on the action. Because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 you can use to bet the tourney, MLB, NBA, NHL, and so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian and make your first bet a big win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. In Virginia, you have to be 21 years old or present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. If you're in Maryland, you need to be 21 years old or present in Maryland. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. If you're in D.C., you have to be 18 years old and president D.C. 18 years old and president D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I briefly want to say something that I think you're going to agree with me, B. I saw them in the outside of the locker room last night. I'm really happy for Joe B and Locker that because the first round of the playoffs usually are at least some on the local broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after missing last year and COVID year. I don't know. I'm just excited to get to listen to Joe B and Locker do some playoff games.
Yep.
And those guys seem fired up. Saw Koken last night. He was fired
that's
up.
That's their playoffs too. Like when the announcers are calling playoff games, they have that same thing. Like we made it. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Makes a difference.
100. Did you see the video? Alan posted it. I think of. I guess they were on the set to kind of be ready to go to the post-game show right away, and it was Alan and Alexa and Brent Johnson. Did you see this video? Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Because I had one question. So Alan gets all fired. They're all super fired up, especially because the last 30 seconds of that game. Here, watch this. Hang on. We're pretty wild. Now, this is like the last 5 seconds. Can you see it? All right, so Allen's in the middle. He goes over to Johnny, kind of punches him, high-fives him. Where does Alexa go?
she just started running
the other way.
She just started jumping right there, see? Up and down.
Right, but, like, I don't know where she's going.
She ran fired up. So she can get some room to jump up and down.
She doesn't want Alan to be punching her. Let him punch
he
Brent.
He probably would, knowing him.
But, yeah, man, it's just, you know what sports are supposed to be? They're supposed to be fun. Yeah. Like, it's an entertainment diversion. And, of course, you want champions and you want teams that are competing for championships. Like, I totally understand and agree. But some years when nothing's expected, it's okay to just enjoy an unexpected late run.
Yeah.
Albert Breer is going to join us in about 5 minutes. We're going to dig into this quarterback process that's been a little different, certainly. I said this yesterday. We both kind of said this, B. We wanted things done differently. Now they have a kind of a Topgolf draft party with a whole bunch of prospects. It's different. You've got to trust Adam Peters to run his process the way he wants. And
yeah,
that's clearly what's happening. I don't know if you saw any of this. This dude I want to give him credit. Capital Paparazzi. I don't know anything about this guy, but it's Brandon Todd, D.C. He had this guy must have been at Dulles all day yesterday. He had videos of all the quarterbacks arriving to Dulles. He had J.J. McCarthy video, arrival video. He had Drake May arrival video. He had Jaden Daniels arrival video. He claims that Dan Quinn was there to pick up Jaden. I'm not confirming that or denying that, but that's what this person claims, and he definitely has the videos of all these guys getting there. And then he had Mike Penix arriving. This morning we got a new one, Brian. Or I guess this is last evening.
Was he out hitting golf balls with him at Top Golf too?
He should have gone there. If he was at Dulles, it's not far. Holly Berry apparently arrived at Dulles last night. She had some meetings.
Somebody had called me and told me that.
A whole pack of Holly Berries. Anybody get that reference? Listen, the Top Golf thing is definitely different. I don't think it's. I just want to get to the draft at this point.
Get people in a relaxed environment. You find out a lot about people.
Yeah.
And I think they care a lot about the mentality and how people really interact with others. That's all it is.
I think this is more telling, and it certainly is far from a guarantee, but betting markets over the last 24, 48 hours have moved heavily towards Jaden Daniels being the number two overall pick for the Commanders. And if you go back a year, there was this period of time where it was C.J. Stroud going to Houston. Then for a while, it was 100 other people going to Houston. And then right before the draft, it got back to C.J. Stroud as the overwhelming favorite to go to Houston. Mm-hmm. I kind of think we're seeing something similar. At various times, J.J. McCarthy made a run. Drake May made a run in the betting markets to go second overall. But right now, if you're looking, FanDuel's got minus 300 for Daniels to go two. ESPN Bet, minus 300 for Daniels to go two. Caesars, minus 280. DraftKings, minus 275. MGM, minus 275. Like, those are significant odds for this player to go at number two. Certainly doesn't guarantee anything, but it looks like at least the people that give you free drinks when you go to Las Vegas believe that's what's going to happen. Yeah. Take that for what it's worth. Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated, joins us next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.